Join Kenneth and Gloria Copeland on The Believer's Voice of Victory. The blessing is the perfect will of God for all men for all time. Find out how we, as believers, can walk in the blessing even as Abraham.
Isaiah chapter 51, beginning with verse 1. Hearken, or hear, ken. Yes, amen, I'm listening. Amen. Hallelujah. Hearken to me, you that follow after righteousness. Well, yeah, that is me, praise God. You that seek the Lord. Well, oh yeah, you was talking to me all along, weren't you? Look, hearken to me, you that follow after righteousness, you that seek the Lord. Look. Thank you, Lord. You that follow after righteousness, you that seek the Lord. I'm going to tell you where to look. Isn't that what he said? You that follow after righteousness, you that seek the Lord. Now, what did Jesus say? Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Put that up first. Well, hearken to me. Listen to me. You that follow after righteousness, you that seek the Lord, look unto the rock whence you are hewn, and to the hole of the pit whence you are digged. Look unto Abraham, your father, and unto Sarah that bare you. For I called him alone and blessed him and increased him. Now, let's find out here what the Abraham blessing is and then settle it. Amen. I got to come down there. Get as close to you as I can. Amen. Let's find out from the Word, from God, what this Abraham blessing is. Is it the same blessing that God released in the Garden of Eden? Now, let's think through this just a moment here. The Word said in Genesis chapter 2, before there was any seed, before there was any seed planted on the earth, any seed, God took seed from heaven of every plant, and he planted a garden east of Eden, and he put the man in it. And the Lord God caused the seed to grow. He caused that garden to grow. He caused it to grow. Well, now, the Bible said there was no man to till the ground, so God caused it to grow. How did he cause it to grow? Well, we need to know that. Amen? It was seed from heaven. What is heavenly seed? Well, I mean, heavenly seed will produce a heavenly crop, right? Let me ask you this. Did the Word of God become flesh and dwell among us?
Yes.
You mean the Word became flesh? In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same in the beginning with God, and nothing that was made without Him, or nothing, no thing, thing, nothing, no thing that was made without Word. Without His Word. Amen. Now stay up with me here. God spoke heaven into existence. If He didn't, where did it come from? I mean, He just wake up there one day? Well, Brother Copeland, I mean, if He started heaven, what was there before that? I don't know, but I plan to ask Him one of these days. Now, that brings up another scripture that needs to go right in here, because we're settling something here. Forever. Well, you don't ever have to even think about it again. This is the way it is. Amen. All things, say things. Now, we started out with no thing. I mean, no thing and all thing, and in these two cases, be the same thing. No thing was created that was not created by Him, by His Word. Well, all things were created for and by Him. Now, that puts some interesting things together, doesn't it? All things were created for Him and by Him. All right, now, I really do want you to latch on to the connection here between the heaven and the earth. Heaven itself, the holy city of God. Amen. And this natural physical world. Because they came together right there in Genesis 1 and 2. God, who created heaven, spoke. And all matter came into existence. All material things then came from His Word. His Word was the seed to all things. Now, He took heavenly seed. But now, wait a minute. Are there any trees in heaven? Oh, yeah. Amen. Are there any other plants in heaven? Oh, yeah. Yeah. So, those trees in heaven, just use the trees as an example. It said every tree and every herb of the field in Genesis 2. Before it was ever in the earth, He took seed and planted it in the earth. There was no man to make it grow, so the Lord God made it grow. Let's just, you know, just for our own needs here, you know, and in our thinking, so we're all thinking on the same page. Let's just say a tree, you know. Well, what kind of tree? What kind of tree would you like for us to talk about tonight? You pick. Huh? Pine tree. Pine tree it is. Now. Evidently, they got pine trees in heaven. Or they wouldn't have pine trees on earth. Because the seed for a pine tree started out in heaven as God's Word, and then He took seed from that tree and planted it on earth. Now, traveling along here together now? Now then, there was no man to make that grow, so it said God made it grow and put the man in the garden. But now, wait a minute. Did God then create the man to take care of the garden? Yes, he did, didn't he? God, once he finished, he rested. In other words, he's not going to plant anything else here. It's up to man to plant it. He's not going to make anything else grow here. It was up to the man to make it grow. But the man can't make it grow without God.
Right, that's right.
So if God's going to hold him responsible for it, God's going to have to give him his water hose or something. Huh? God is just. So what God gave Adam must have been to continue that garden. He didn't plant those seeds here for them just to die out. Now God planted the first seed and God caused it to grow. Do you expect over a period of years that God intended for those seed to finally die out and get to where they... No, there wasn't any curse here to cause them to die out. So I want to point to you God's perfect will here. God's idea of this whole thing was that the Garden of Eden would be the worst condition that this man would ever face. That from that point, it would get better and better and better and better and better. How much better? Exceeding abundantly beyond all he could ask or think, because it has not yet entered into the heart of man, neither has it entered into his eyes or his ears, what God had in store for those that love him. Far beyond anything our minds could comprehend. But he hath revealed them unto us by his Spirit.
Amen.
Glory to God. Could I preach myself happy? Praise God. Amen. I'm so glad I came tonight. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But now stay with me here, because we're fastening some things together. And you're going to be glad we did. Now, the tilling of it and the making it grow had to be, in God's thinking, exactly the same thing he used to make it grow. Because it's God's seed, it's heavenly seed, and if he's going to be responsible for it, then if it's going to continue the way he created it, then the same power with which he created it is going to have to be put at his use. Amen. So when he said, and he blessed them saying, be fruitful, multiply, fill up the earth. Replenish it. Fill it with what? The Garden of Eden. We have the geographical boundaries of that garden written in the Word. It's roughly in the vicinity of Iraq. It didn't cover the whole earth. When Adam got outside that garden, it wasn't all that nice. Huh? It needed some work. So, this blessing then, or what we are calling the blessing, what the Scripture calls the blessing, actually, that very first time it used that word, when it said he blessed them, it said he declared them. So he did the same thing he did. He cut his word loose here on them, didn't he? Multiply. That means the power to multiply on God's level was just released. Be fruitful. That means to bear fruit. Isn't that what trees do? Isn't that what plants do? They bear something. Why? That seed coming forth and giving life. So my point is here that you and I understand now, at least basically we're all on the same page here, of the Eden blessing. Well, now what I want to know, now what's necessary for us to know by the Word of God, if the blessing on Abraham was the same blessing. That's important to know that. Well, we're right here in Isaiah 51. Let's start reading that again. Hearken to me, you that follow after righteousness, you that seek the Lord. Look unto the rock whence ye are hewn, and to the hole of the pit where you are digged. Look unto Abraham your father, and unto Sarah that bare you, for I called him alone and blessed him and increased him. Now here is the Bible's definition of the blessing on Abraham. For the Lord shall comfort Zion. He will comfort all her waste places, and he will make her wilderness like Eden, and her desert like the garden of the Lord. Joy and gladness shall be found therein, thanksgiving and the voice of singing. It is the same blessing. Amen. Well, it must be the same blessing because that blessing was and is the perfect will of God for all men for all time. The Garden of Eden is his. That was the first thing he ever did for the human family. Amen. So does he ever change? That was his perfect will for all men for all time. Hallelujah. If it ever was, it still is. So now we see when we talk about the blessing, this is what we're referring to. This is what we are referring to when we talk about the difference between a blessing and the blessing. This is the blessing. And all blessings come under that heading. There is no blessing outside this one because this one is what produces it. Now, in the 28th chapter of the book of Deuteronomy, you have to understand now, Moses was teaching people that didn't know anything about this anymore. They'd been in Egypt 400 years. Now, they had not been in bad, hard circumstances for 400 years. Only the last little less than 40 years had they been under the heel of a Pharaoh that forgot Joseph. But all up until then, they had it really good. And in a lot of cases, that's worse than having it bad. Because the way they were living under Egypt, they wound up eating like Egypt, living like Egypt. Egypt, they spoke the Egyptian language. They got to the place where Abraham's blessing wasn't as big as Pharaoh's blessing. Over 300 years of that. And then they came over the iron heel and the last 40, 50 years, it was just hell on earth. Well, they got delivered from there. Well, here they are now. You say, blessing. Well, now, when they heard blessing, and what God meant when he said blessing was two different things. And that's the way it's been with the church. Because we let the world get in the church. We organize the church around their rules and then ask God to bless it. So, Moses had to write down. God had to tell Moses, he said, you set it up out there for me, and you make it so big that everybody can see it. So they used two mountains, the mountain of curse and the mountain of blessing. And God said, now I place before you life and death, blessing and cursing. You choose. If you're going to go with me, then you choose life, that you and your seed may live. You choose life. Amen. And then he listed, he laid down the blessing, one blessing at a time, so they could understand what the blessing was and is. Amen. And then he laid down the curse, one curse at a time, so they could understand the difference. And there was a lot of stuff that they were involved in Egypt they thought was a blessing, was a curse. But he straightened it all out, and now, thank God, we have it today. Where I can choose blessing, praise God. I'm blessed coming in, and I'm blessed going out. I'm blessed in the city, and I'm blessed in the field, praise God.
I mean, we're supposed to be thankful to God for everything. And I am. I'm very thankful for Him, for my life. He's given me everything I have.
You know, the thing that I think people are dealing with most is the uncertainty of being fearful or what's going to happen. And when you know that God is a good God and that He's going to take care of you, just having the assurance that everything's going to be okay, it's going to work out, and you're going to have enough, more than enough. I mean, that's worth being thankful for.
Home for Christmas, a special Christmas CD, is a gift for you and your family from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Just in time for Christmas, fill your home with some of your favorite Christmas songs and hymns.
Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Go tell it on the mountain, over the hills, and everywhere.
Enjoy the big band sound of many of the songs you'll love.
Glory to the newborn King. Angels, we
included in this Christmas CD is a special prayer for all the men and women serving in our armed forces. From our hearts to yours, receive your special Christmas CD today. To receive your music CD, Home for Christmas by Kenneth Copeland, log on to our website at kcm.org and request your free copy online. You may also call our special toll-free number, 888-326-0011. If you prefer to write, the address is Kenneth Copeland, Fort Worth, Texas, 76192. Celebrate the birth of Jesus with Home for Christmas, your gift from Kenneth Copeland Ministries.
So, is the blessing of Abraham the same as the blessing of Adam? The whole purpose was the garden. God planted the garden. He put the man in it. Yes, it is. Now, did you ever stop and think about this? I've thought about it from time to time, but the word of the Lord came to me just moments ago. Job was the richest man in the East, and he was blessed even as Abraham. He got that way believing he's blessed, and he was blessed on the same level as Abraham, plus, I mean, he was the richest man in the East. Yes, well, what got him into trouble was when he got off the faith of Abraham and got over on the unbelief of Job.
Yeah.
And it like
got anybody in trouble.
Well, and it opened the door to the curse, and it just stormed in there, and it really ripped into him. But Satan tried to shame him, and for his shame he received the double praise. God,
the blessing
came,
was back
that
in
made
force.
That made him twice as rich as the richest man.
That's right.
Amen. Same blessing,
that's
same thing.
Point.
Praise God in Christ Jesus. Amen. Father, we
thank
pray
you,
in Jesus' name. What a marvelous week this is going to be. And we thank you so much. We give you great praise and glory, Father, through the Lord Jesus Christ. He's done it for us, and we receive it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
We're going to be in Branson, Missouri in a victory campaign there, March 5, 6, and 7.
One of my favorite meetings
Me
of the
too.
Year.
I love it. It just seems like it just kind of kickstarts the whole
year. Well, it's such a
year
great
and
church.
Gets it going. We have our ministers' conference in January and then this meeting, and oh, my goodness.
We're off.
That's Keith and Phyllis Moore's great church over there, and what a great time for the whole family. So, for more information on it, of course, go to our website, which is kcm.org. Don't forget this now. I want to get this to you in time for
That's
Christmas.
That's a beautiful Christmas album.
It is our Christmas gift to you, free and postpaid, praise God, Home for Christmas. There's a special prayer in here. The Lord gave me this while I was in the studio, to pray for our boys and girls, men and women that are in uniform in the military all over the world. Praise
God. It's definitely my favorite singer.
Well, thank you, dear. I appreciate that. Just use the information on your screen there, and we'll send it to you. We want to get it to you in time for Christmas. Gloria has always done this. She'll fill the whole house all during the whole Christmas season with just Christmas hymns going all the time, Christmas hours. It is just marvelous, I'm telling you. She's pretty neat anyway. So we want to be with you all this week. We're going to be talking about Thanksgiving. We're going to be talking about the blessing of Abraham, the blessing
praise
of Jesus,
God.
And our walking in it, praise
And
God.
Your blessing.
Yeah, amen. It's yours. It is yours. You understand? We'll see you tomorrow. Until then, this is Kenneth and Gloria Copeland reminding you again that Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for watching the Believer's Voice of Victory. If you'd like to purchase a copy of today's broadcast on CD or DVD, go to our website or call or write to us today. Remember to request your gift, Home for Christmas, the music CD by Kenneth Copeland. One copy per household, please. Request it online at kcm.org or call our special toll-free number, 888-326-0011. You may also write to Kenneth Copeland, Fort Worth, Texas, 76192. Get rooted in the Word of God in 2009. Join Kenneth and Gloria Copeland at the Branson Victory Campaign, March 5th to the 7th at Faith Life Church in Branson, Missouri. Then to Long Beach, California for the West Coast Believers Convention, June 29th to July 4th at the Long Beach Convention Center. Come to Texas for the Southwest Believers Convention, August 3rd to the 8th at the Fort Worth Convention Center in Fort Worth, Texas. Or visit kcm.org or call 800-600-7395.